I mean, when you're at home, it's fine. It's certainly, I think, all of us on offense know what it's like to play in a noisy environment. Maybe not one that noisy, but I certainly think a lot of guys maybe have a little smirk on their face sitting on the sidelines watching them go out there. And I mean, just the problems it caused, all the delay games, the false starts, the sacks. It's tough to play in that type of environment.
Alex, it seems like you guys are maxing out what you can get from Jamal Charles, or at least close to it. Where's the growth in this offense going to come from, you think?
I don't know. I mean, I certainly don't know where the ceiling is for Jamal. I mean, as far as that goes, I don't know if there is one. And if it is, I think it's pretty high. I mean, he can do so much. Certainly, it falls on everybody else, though. I mean, we all got to pick it up. Execution. It's 11 guys, you know. And I certainly think when we turn on the tape, when there is a lack of execution, that's what it is. It's one guy here, it's one guy there. It's all of us kind of having a part of it. And we really need to kind of clean up the details and go out there and execute at a higher level.
Your completion percentage, I know, is probably not what you'd hoped it would be at this point. I mean, what can you do to pick that up a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, that statistic, I mean, it's not something I think I'm directly looking at. I think it's, hey, what throws should I have made, you know, what decisions I should have made differently. Those are the types of things that I'm looking at. Directly looking at, you know, hey, was the throwaway a good decision? If it was, then I mean, it affects your completion percentage negatively than it does. But certainly I think you kind of look at all those things as a play-by-play basis, and could I have made a better decision? Could I have made a better throw? Things like that. It's tough to always take that stat as a whole and judge off it. So,
but have you gone through the video a bunch of times this year and kind of beat yourself up for a decision you've made?
I don't know about a bunch of times. Yeah, there's certainly no question, every game there's decisions where you know you'd love to have it back. If I had known this, I'd have done this differently. No question. So yeah, there's a handful. You know, you'd love to constantly be cutting those down. And as a quarterback, I think after games, that's what you're going through in your head. What could I have done differently? No question. So yeah, there's a handful every game.
Who would you like to see become kind of the second option to Jamal offensively? Because right now you're kind of that guy.
I certainly don't want even two guys. I mean, you'd love to have the complete group that really is going out there and playing effectively and not allowing to zero in on anybody. Certainly all our guys. So I don't think there's any one.
What is Hassan coming back and do for you guys offensively?
He's a guy that's played at a really high level for a long time in this league and so many reps and the whole offseason kind of invested. It'll be good to have him back for sure.
When things aren't going so well, when some of those completions aren't
getting
complete, just guys talk to me about you keep calm. You know, there's no yelling, there's no screaming, there's no finger pointing. Just talk about your approach. You know, when things do go bad.
Yeah, I mean, I think my style, but I think kind of offensive football in general. I mean, I think it sometimes when things aren't going well and you aren't in a rhythm and you're struggling to execute, I think it is those little things. So certainly, I don't think yelling and screaming sometimes is the answer. For me, yeah, let's everybody just calm down a little bit. Everybody just play a little better. Everybody do your part. Get this thing going. That's my style, but I think kind of offensively in general, I think it's, got to go out there. We got to be able to think on our feet and execute. So
when we see other quarterbacks kind of rant and rave at their receivers.
I mean, not to say there isn't a time for that.
Right.
We're all different. We all have our own style. So
one last thing. Andy talks about you making other guys better. How do you make other guys better?
I don't know about any of that. I mean, for me, I'm just trying to be myself, prepare as best I can every single day to go out there and play on Sunday and continue to be myself. I think we want to play better offensively, no question, especially the last couple of weeks. But I think as a team, there's kind of something invaluable about continuing to find a way to win and having that confidence, because I think later on, as the year goes on and the games get bigger and bigger, you need to have that. And I think that's kind of an invaluable experience.